Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yeah.
And here we are.
Episode 7
of the podcast.
A whole
this is
seven.
Conclave Radio. And I'm joined, of course, by Casey Hall. Casey, how are you doing today?
How's it going? I'm doing pretty well. Not a bad week so far.
It has been an interesting week. It's been a busy week. Of course, normally Casey and I are joined together at the broadcast studio extravaganza room. But my schedule has been a little crazy this week, so we're doing kind of a remote broadcast today. I'm in the studio. Casey is at his studio, a.k.a. where
how's
are you at exactly,
yeah.
Casey?
My room, but, you know, I'm at a nice desk, so, you know, you could call it a
okay,
studio.
Okay, so you're in the Hall Palatial Palace.
Perfect. That's exactly
excellent.
It. The Hall.
The Hall, yes. A good week so far.
Yeah, Halloween week. It was pretty festive at first, and now we're dying back down into Thanksgiving celebration mode.
Yeah, once you cross November 1st, we have satellite radio in our cars, and there's already a station that plays Christmas music. And
oh, no.
I turned it on for a little bit yesterday, but I think, and I'm a big Christmas music person, but I think it's a little early. Like, usually once...
Yeah.
Like, the week of Thanksgiving is when I start really cranking up my Christmas spirit. I think it's just a touch early.
I'm with you. Like, the day... On Black Friday is usually when we put our Christmas tree up. So, that's when I start celebrating, at least.
Well, I found out from the one, the only, Lisa Johnson, that Christmas tree is going up at our house next week. So
wow.
Christmas trees, yeah, we kind of have a crazy November. We're going to be out of town for several days of the month, and the whole week of Thanksgiving we're going to be gone, and so we're like, well, we better put it up before that, and then you got Veterans Day, and she's going to be gone for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So word on the street is next week, the Johnson household, we will be Christmas from head to toe, so it might be a sight to see.
Well, there you go. December is coming early this year.
Yes. And, of course, you know, we ended our streak last week. Casey, as you know, Wednesday just did not work for yours truly. And then we thought, well, we'll just
right.
do a live one podcast from the Halloween extravaganza. And that didn't work
yeah.
out. So we ended our streak of we did 6 in a row. 7th thought we were going to get it, but it just didn't work out. That's what happens on occasion. So we're back at it better than ever. Hopefully to go 6 or 7 more in a row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's beat our streak every time.
All right. So let's talk about. We'll hit a little bit about the Halloween. We haven't even gotten to talk since on the podcast rather about our last official conclave when Dr. Raymond Culpepper spoke to us, and I know that was something that you and I talked about afterwards. We said, man, we're going to have plenty to talk about on the show. I just kind of
yeah,
recapping
and then we just
that.
Never got around
so,
to it, which is
no, we didn't. So
which is unfortunate.
We got that to talk about some Halloween stuff, maybe some previewing of next week. So let's just dive right in. What was your initial thoughts that you had about when Dr. Culpepper came and spoke to us a couple weeks ago at Conclave?
To be honest with you, the most thing I remember was talking about our church. It's been so long that the devotion, you're going to have to give me a reminder on the devotion, honestly.
Well, yeah, and I took some notes about the devotion.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, and
good.
we can totally share those. And what he did was he kind of visited with us for a little while, and then he said, you know, because he was here there to kind of just listen to us and talk about some things that's going on in our church. But he said he just has too much preacher in him to not.
Mm-hmm.
Not do a devotion. And so I was totally excited about that, and I was glad that he did that. And I was just thinking this devotion that he shared, and I think he said he shared it with one other group from the church, but it was like the man did not look down once. There was no notes. I mean, it was just the most flawless devotion.
Yeah. Oh,
and I,
not, yeah. I remember it now.
Yeah, so he talked about this laugh principle, and he spelled it L-A-U-F.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Yeah.
And this was about how we're supposed to, basically how we deal with people and what people need. And
relationships.
It was L for
was
listen.
The main word.
Yeah, L for listen, L-A for appreciated, U for understand, and F is forgive. And every one of those was so good. So I don't know if any of those stand out that you wanted to share about.
I don't know. I guess listen and understand. Very personally, but like listening and understanding is a big part of, just having good relationships with other people. But what's great about it is that all of those they help with each other value. Like you have to listen in order to understand and
right.
in order to appreciate.
I forgot E for encourage. Sorry about that, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. L-A-U-F-E, perfect.
You
gotta listen first in order to do the rest.
Yeah, and that it's so true because a lot of times, you know, like if two people are having a conversation, sometimes the person that's listening, you're not really listening to them. You're just waiting your turn, as the saying goes. And that's not what we need to do. You know, if you're talking to me about sharing a concern or an issue, or you're just pouring your heart, I don't need to just act like I'm listening. And I'm good at that. I can really act like I'm listening, but so that I can hear what you're saying, and then that leads in to be able to appreciate, understand, forgive, encourage. I was sitting beside Ashlyn that night, and I was popping in notes into my iPhone, popping in notes to her iPhone, and her notes were much better than mine. I typed in one quote that he did when he was talking about forgive, and he said, "One of the greatest things you can do is to set people free by." And no greater example when Christ forgives us. You know, he forgives us, and, you know, the Bible says that he throws it away as far as the east is from the west. But so he gives an example of that, but it's so true in our relationships, family, people we'll go to school with, we work with, that when we're able to just say, "I forgive you," that goes a long way, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because he's talking about, like, forgiving is basically, like, paying off the debt or saying that there is no debt.
It was just so good. I mean, I forgot how long he talked. He had a little devotion, but it was just, I just enjoyed it so much, and I thought it was really good for the whole group to hear that, and because it's what we all face every day. You know, you deal with people, you're going to have problems. And when you have problems, you have personal. So all those things, it's just perfect. You know, we need to be able to listen to people, appreciate them, understand, forgive them, encourage them. Encouraging is such a big one. You know, something that we should. It's so easy to people, but being able to build them up and encourage them, that's something that we as believers, we should really strive to excel in is to encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she was talking about how she has daughters that have, one's in college now, one's a sophomore in high school, and just talked about all the kids that they knew when her oldest daughter was in high school, and in high school now. The girls that they were friends with that had suicidal thoughts and suicidal tendencies and major depression because just went on at school with other people tearing them down and just, you know, not a light. I guess there's a description I should use. And so I just thought about that when thinking about the things that Dr. Culpepper went over and how we should be just the opposite, because unfortunately, there's probably more people that want to tear down as opposed to those that want to build up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it was. I thought that went really well, and then that led us into the Halloween party. I know you weren't able to join us, And I'm going to let that slide,
yes.
Casey. I thought about giving you a hard time for the podcast.
I know.
I'm not going to do that.
I was texting you. I could feel it from your text. I was, oof, it hurt me. It hurt me to hurt you.
Yeah. We talked bad about you for a good, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours at the party.
That was expected.
Yeah, when you're the life of the party and then you don't show up, obviously we're going to talk about you.
Well, there's no doubt you had fun anyway. Let's face it.
We did. We had a great time. We had a really good group that was able to come, and a lot of people dressed up. A lot of creativity that went into it. We had a judge. We gave out some prizes. We had some good food. We played some games. We played kind of like a Whose Line Is It Anyway improv game. That was really, really funny. Let's see who won that game. That game was did it in pairs. Well, a couple of groups had some groups of three, but mostly in pairs. And the team that won, it came down to a team of Chase and Landon. That was one team. And then the other team it came up against was Aaron and Leo. And it was a close. I mean, we went to the audience applause, and it came, and Leo and Aaron won, and it was really, really good. I wish we had gotten all of it on video. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, we're gonna have to play that again, though.
Yeah. So what we did was we gave each team a minute, except in the finals, we gave like a minute and a half. But each team got a minute, and I would randomly give that team an inanimate object, and you would have to act out different ways you could use that inanimate object. You know, it might be a bowl of sugar, it might be a broom, it might, you know, just a picture frame, a toothbrush, just all the random things like that. And you find out some things about that game, Casey. You find out who can improv and who, the struggle is real for some people, let's be honest.
So, yeah, some people just... Well, it can be harder than others.
Yeah, because it can be, you can use this as a gun. You can use this as a broom. And I'm like, no, that's not what you do. You just act out like you're using it like it's the object, you know. And so, yeah, we had good times. We had good times. So it was a really cool night.
I'll show up to the
We had
room,
a little
–
at towards the end, we had a mass Uno game in the living room. A lot of people played about 10 deep of Uno, and then with some people that went out on the back porch, we did a fire pit, which was really nice because it was nice and cold that night. So that was good. We had scary music playing all around the house. We had a cool little mood there. And, of course, the food was delicious. Let's be honest. There was more desserts than you wouldn't believe, Casey. I mean, it was just everywhere, the desserts.
Oh man, now I regret it. Now I fully regret it.
Yeah, that'll teach you. That'll teach you, Casey.
just for the desserts.
Oh, just for the dessert. Okay, not the company and not the game, but the dessert. Okay, I see. Let's preview this upcoming Sunday. So this is a Thursday. Usually we have a few more days out to talk about it, but the weekend is almost upon us. So Sunday night we'll be back in full speed of Conclave. November was October for us. We had funerals and hurricanes and surprise guest speakers.
And Halloween
Halloween. I mean, we had things that just popped up. We had no control over. Friends of Conclave. It went very different than what I thought. But hard to complain when your last friend of Conclave is Dr. Raymond Culpepper. I'm not going to be honest. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, I agree. But needless to say, there was somebody who got a little hosed in that whole ordeal, and that was Landon Jones. Landon, I think, was scheduled to speak 3 weeks. We kept bumming for Landon.
And
every time. Now, I believe the last time we had the show, Casey, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe we said, I think I said this quote, well, I think Casey's going to be good this week. I don't see why anything would stop it. Casey is absolutely speaking this week. Did I not say something to that nature?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we did, if we went back. I mean, I felt pretty confident I was going to hear Landon speak, and all of a sudden Mr. Culpepper comes out and gives his devotion. I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah, so Landon was – Landon got bumped. So what I've decided is either the Lord really did not want Landon to speak – or Or he knew the right week for Landon to speak, and that is this Sunday. So I'm going to go with the latter rather than the former. And
I'm really
looking forward to Landon. But I'm not going to jinx it and say this is absolutely must be Landon's week, because as soon as I say that, you know, like Franklin Graham's going to walk in or something, and he's going to ask to speak to Conklin. And, I mean, you know, I mean, it could happen. It totally could happen.
It's true. But I'm looking forward to Landon speaking and his message. But, hey, he's got an extra time, so I'm expecting it to be extra great.
You know, that is a good point. He has had extra weeks to polish this, so he should have worked out all the kinks. He should make sure that this is a great message. There should be no errors, no speaking gaffes.
I'm expecting a lot.
And this should be an eloquent performance by Casey, correct? I mean, not by Casey, by Landon.
I was going to say, whoa. But yes, by Landon.
But maybe I spoke something into existence right there, Casey. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe
in the future. I am a friend of Conclave.
Yeah, so you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying anything is possible.
Anything is possible. That is true. So this no guest speaker this no guest caller this week. I kind of had to throw this one together last minute, and so we're all off our schedule. I do have a special guest for us next week, and I will be happy to go ahead and announce him on the show. First time anyone is knowing about it, be very interested in this. Our guest host next week on Conclave Radio, next 2 p.m. will be none other than your professor at the University of Montana, Greg Dye, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Greg Dye. Yes, he is my instructor at Montevallo, and he teaches chemistry. He's really intelligent, so I'm really looking forward to what he has to say.
Now, he's technically a
he did his doctorate's work, but for reasons I'm not going to go into, he apparently did not get his paperwork in order to get a doctorate.
Okay, good. So I don't have to call him a doctor.
No, I don't. I call him Greg.
Oh,
whew.
Whew. Okay, because I'm just not sure I have the stomach in me to call him Dr. Dye. But Greg Dye will be joining us next week. It might be the most fascinating week of Greg joins us. So
he might just fix all of our media problems.
I think it's true. You know you've arrived, Casey, when people start to ask if they can be on the show. See, that's what happened last night.
True.
I've never been thinking about Greg, but Greg approached me last night at church and said, "Hey, why haven't I been asked to be on Conclave Radio?" And I said, "How about next week?" I was talking to him
before a test. He was helping me study, and we talked about Conclave Radio, and he asked me the same thing. He's like, "So, why haven't I been on Conclave?" And I said, "Trust me, if you just mention it to a Clint, you'll probably get on the show."
Yeah, I mean, we don't really turn down anybody that says they want to be a guest host. I mean, we should be a little selective. I mean, it's not like we're like low time. I mean, we have listeners in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a listener from 2 weeks ago from the United Kingdom. By the way, we still have to say hello
perfect.
To our hello Alaska, hello Norway, and hello United Kingdom. We're so glad you're joined us.
Yes, thank you for joining us in our adventure of going international. And spreading the word as we can with guest speakers and random questions.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do some extra prep work for our random questions with Greg because how he is. I mean, can't throw out any kind of softballs to Greg. We're going to have to really come up with five spectacular random questions for Greg.
Oh, he's probably studying up as we speak.
Oh, well, he if he knows what's good for him, he is. because I mean, all guests minus Michelle. Then we know what the train wreck that was and how she jinxed us. But besides her, all guests are judged by those five random questions. And so, if he wants to have a lasting impression, he better be prepared for his random questions.
Right on. I'm excited, and that makes me want Wednesday to be here already.
Well, it's going to be here. It's going to be here real soon. But our time has already come to an end, Casey. This has been a quick week. We've gotten to talk a little bit about the weeks that was, as far as the show. We talked about the last conclave with Dr. Culpepper. We talked about our Halloween party and all those great things. And now the week is over. So the next thing to do is Sunday night. Casey, tell everybody how they can get in touch with us and connect with us at Conclave.
If you're in the Birmingham area, every Sunday night at Metropolitan Church of God, we have Conclave small groups at 6 p.m. But if you're not in the area, you can always follow us on social media. It's not pulled up in front of me. I'm pretty sure it's Twitter is Conclave_Metro, Instagram is Conclave Metro or Metro Conclave.
Instagram is Conclave_Metro. Yeah.
Okay. Instagram is at Conclave_Metro, and Twitter is just Conclave Metro. Give us a follow. Subscribe to us, Conclave Radio, on iTunes and Blog Talk, and let the message spread internationally.
We are sweeping the nation. We are sweeping the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Conclave Radio, Episode 7, is in the books. We will see all of you next week. Conclave Radio, Episode 8. Greg Dye joins us. See you, Casey.
See you, Conclave. Clint.